are you genuinely concerned that this will be overturned?
Well, I think there's, you know, unrelenting attacks on the rule across the country, whether it's multiple lawsuits filed in courts all across the country, or the fact that some members of Congress, you know, are just adamantly committed to trying to, you know, roll back this common sense proposal. We had a number of votes in the United States Senate just 2 weeks ago on bills that would not only repeal the rule, but prevent the Army Corps and EPA from moving forward with similar solutions to the problem in the future, basically locking in the confusion, the gridlock, the uncertainty that threaten our waters today, and frankly don't provide the development community with the certainty that they're seeking. And we may see that again here in the next couple weeks. One of those bills was narrowly passed. I'd say Senators Warner and Kaine stood with hunters and anglers and conservationists across Virginia by opposing both of those bills. And they've been very, very strong in their support for clean water, while at the same time working with constituencies across Virginia to help them get the information, the facts they need from the Corps and from EPA. And we can see as Congress moves forward here in the next couple of weeks to try to pass, you know, a year-end government funding bill, that again, you might see amendments coming back in, you know, to a bill that's about funding the government, not about policy, but to prevent the EPA and the Army Corps from moving forward. So that's a real threat going forward over the next couple weeks.